The first edition of this book came out in 2015, but the story didn't stop unfolding. My co-author, Liz Sales, and I were surprised and thrilled that many veterans, families, and others reached out with heretofore unknown stories, photographs, and documents. New research led to more discoveries, and we achieved long-overdue recognition for the soldiers in this unit, both in Europe, where they carried out their missions, and in the halls of the U.S. Congress. 2 months before the first edition was published, I drove to New Jersey to visit 92-year-old veteran Seymour Nussenbaum, who wanted me to see his wartime scrapbooks. They proved to be extraordinary. A stamp collector since he was six, Nussenbaum had methodically collected a vast array of photos, postcards, newspaper clippings, rosters, travel passes, and found artifacts while serving in the Army. After he came home, he assembled them into two meticulously curated volumes. Nussenbaum was one of about a dozen soldiers in what they called the factory section, whose job it was to crank out fake division and corps insignia used for special effects, because they couldn't always get their hands on the real thing. The scrapbooks documented in detail how Nussenbaum and his fellow soldiers hand-painted patches on tent canvas, laboriously stenciling each color. Some required four or five different colors. The colors didn't have to be in perfect register, he recalled, but they had to fool the eye from at least a few feet away. He estimated that he and his fellow counterfeiters made 40,000 counterfeit shoulder patches. There were pages and pages of scripts and snapshots from the Blarney Breakdown show the soldiers put on to amuse themselves in Luxembourg in October 1944, photos of the soldiers burning their inflatable tanks in April 1945, and a wealth of other valuable material. The scrapbooks, a great treasure, were rapidly deteriorating. The pages were discolored and brittle, flaking off every time the book was opened. I convinced Nussenbaum that these irreplaceable artifacts needed to be preserved. He donated them to the Ghost Army Legacy Project, GALP, a nonprofit we set up to preserve and honor the legacy of the unit. We embarked on a conservation project and have safeguarded Nussenbaum's scrapbooks for future generations.